22nd at 10 a.m. In addition to the repossessed pianos, choose from pre-owned Steinways, Yamahas, Baldwin, Clavinova, and many, many more, all in one place at unheard-of prices. Over 150 pianos to choose from. New Grands at $59.99. New Kauai Digitals under $800. Used pianos under $300. Everything may be bigger in Texas, but Kauai brought it here to the St. Charles Convention Center. Sale starts Friday, August 22nd through Sunday, August 24th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Don't miss the biggest piano sale in years. Call 314-775-8902. 314-775-8902 for more information.
And mention you heard this ad on KTRS.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
Surround yourself with incredible art at the 21st Annual St. Louis Art Fair, beginning Friday, September 5th through Sunday, September 7th in downtown Clayton at the biggest and best gathering of art and artists in the area. Meet 180 artists and shop their booths filled with virtually every medium, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS and Apple Vacations booth and register to win a four-night trip for two to Rio Negro in Jamaica, including round-trip airfare and all food and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at KTRS.com.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTR.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Fun left on
FM.
Air.
Or the old folk station.
We're full of chit, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
reliable radio communication.
Yes. Yes, that is what we provide.
We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the August 18th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are three Good Feet Stores in the St. Louis area, and I'm going to tell you why, if you are in pain, and it doesn't just have to be in your feet, I'm going to tell you how this may very well be the relief you've been looking for. Sound too good to be true? Well, it hasn't been too good to be true for thousands of people who have found just what they were looking for at the Goodfeet stores. We'll talk about that and some other stuff, and we'll have a great joke for you. But first...
Hey!
At the control board is Eon the Peon, who would like to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, then right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Still just... thrilled over his night at the Muni Opera where he saw Hello Dolly, but he still can't tell us what they mean in that song when they say, so glad to have you back where you belong. Dolly, you'll never go away again. He still can't tell us what that means, and he was just there at the Muni Opera. And I didn't mean to mention it because they don't spend any money with us, but they spend in other places. Sorry, edit that out, will you?
Right.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says if somebody would just listen to him about this Ferguson thing, he has the answer. And these out-of-control, rioting, looting lunatics, he says, shoot them with pepper what?
Cheese.
Pepper cheese.
Pepper cheese.
Pepper cheese.
And maybe he's got something.
Yeah.
Instead of pepper spray or maybe pepper cheese, they... It hit them, and they'd catch it, and they'd start eating, and they go, hey, pretty good. And then they'd be in a better mood, and they'd just walk off eating their cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, hey, nothing else is working. Maybe he's got something there. Hear that clarinet? Yeah, you don't hear that just everywhere. But you do when the guy playing it's with this band, Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra.
It was funny. One of the, I think he's from the Huffington Post. He's a reporter that's been here all last week. He sent out a picture just a couple days ago, and it was on the ground, and they were of the little plugs that you put in your ears. You know, those orange things that are styrofoam?
Right.
He took a picture of some of those on the ground, and he was asking people if these were what rubber bullets look like. He thought they were, those were bullets that were shot from.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. Sometimes you're better off just not to ask a question. No, that's not what rubber bullets look like. We are brought to you by the Goodfeet stores. There are three. I'm going to tell you exactly where they are. But first, I'm going to tell you what you can expect when you go to the Goodfeet store. I went there. I went there like 3-4 years ago. And I didn't know what to expect because I'd never been in one. First of all, you don't need an appointment. You just need to be in pain. It could be knees, neck, back, headaches, and, of course, foot pain. So I went in, and there were two other people in there. One they were waiting on, and one lady who came in after me. So I was next after this one firefighter he happened to be. And they said, where is your pain? And I said, I told them, and I knew it was plantar fasciitis. So I was kind of ahead of the game. And they said, take your shoe off, the pain, the foot that hurts. They didn't make me take my sock off, thank goodness, because most men's feet, they're not like women. Women take care of their feet like they take care of their hair. And women's feet look like they've never been walked on. So you're in your sock, and I stepped down on a carbon sort of paper pad, and it made an imprint of my foot. And they could look at that imprint and tell, oh, my goodness, all of his weight is on, let's say, the ball of his foot or too much on the heel. Or in my case, I tend to shift the weight to the outside of my foot. Those are all pressure points and nerves that shoot pain to other parts of the body. And the first insert wasn't the answer, but about the third or fourth, I got up and walked around and I just went, whoa, wait a minute. This feels a whole lot better. And there are people who go in and back of their legs or knee or their back hurts or whatever, and with a slight adjustment, you're not going to change the way you stand or walk to the point where you're going to fall over because you have to get used to it, but it's just a slight shift in the pressure, distribution of pressure. And right there in the store, There have been many, many, many thousands of people in this country who have just said as they're walking inside the store, oh, my goodness, I can feel the difference. That's what we hope happens when you go in. But you won't know till you go in. And all that's going to take you about 30, 40 minutes. And if it works, wow. You just avoided further visits to different doctors or taking a lot of painkillers. You avoided all that because you found the answer. And the answer is in a simple insert, arch support. Here are the three locations. Again, you do not need an appointment. There's one on Olive just west of 270 across from Friday's. There's a Goodfeet store in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or you can just go to goodfeetstlouis.com. I don't know why you'd need to go to that website. I just told you where the store is. Just go into the store. Goodfeet stores. All right. Well, we got a lot of weird people in the news. Some great weird stories. Before that, I want to say hi to Bonnie and Tiffany. Bonnie is Tiffany's mother. I met them Friday night in a place where I spend way too much time, a casino. They're huge listeners, so it was a pleasure talking to them. Hello, Bonnie. Hello, Tiffany. Today, when I was pumping gas, I met John Miller, Miller Painting. Very dedicated listener. John, it was a pleasure meeting you. I like it when I'm out and somebody, I don't know how they know, but they you, Frank, and then we start talking, and I find out they're very loyal listeners. I like that. I want to congratulate Channel 5 for showing The Officer's Home. Holy cow, what were you thinking? What
no
were
kidding.
You? That, whoever okayed that should be fired immediately. Immediately.
It had to be the assignment editor.
Get rid of him.
It's totally ridiculous.
And to Channel 2, you TV stations just embarrass yourselves. I know this station embarrasses itself all the time. But as an observer and a TV viewer, Channel 2, I'm watching Channel 2, and They honestly tried to make it sound like that surveillance footage was released because Channel 2
put
demanded
the
it through the Freedom of Information Act. Yeah. And it said, because of our request, they've released the video. There were dozens of requests, every station, other outlets, and Channel 2, they seriously said, and because of Channel 2's request to the Freedom of Information, they released, and I thought, wow, you give yourself way too much credit. I want to read you an email. This is the most hurtful email we've ever received, maybe.
Uh-oh.
And that's saying a lot, because hi, Frank. My dad would listen to your show in the car when my brother and I were kids. I'm 30 now.
Oh.
And have recently, in the past 2 years or so, started listening again. I love your show. But when my curiosity got the best of me and I looked up your pictures on the website, I was so disappointed. No, I'm not kidding. It's exactly what it says.
Is this a female?
Yeah. My mental pictures of you and Ian and Dan did not match what was in my head. It's kind of like reading a book and then the movie comes out. Huge disappointment.
Holy
and I
cow.
Love the ending. I'll still listen, though. Susie, signed Susie, and I have her last name up here, but I can't pronounce her last name. It's a long, hard to pronounce last name. Well, I wrote Susie back. I said, Susie, I just said, this might be the most hurtful thing. And I said I'm so sorry that we looked the way we looked. There's not much we can
we
do
can't
about
change
it.
What we are.
And
no,
I said, I'm sure you, are. I'm sure you are stunning. Thank you for listening. Wow. Can you believe this?
That happened to me at that Window World trivia night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Somebody hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
We have feelings, folks.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we can be hurt.
That girl met.
If you cut us, do we not bleed?
Yes, we do. A girl met Peon, and then I walked up, and he says, this is Dan. And she goes, no, no, no. It's like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she was dead. No, you are not.
That's why the radio is a perfect place for us.
That's right.
Yes.
We never said we belonged in the movies or on TV.
Oh, my God.
All right, and we have a couple of these. These are very bizarre stories. There's a guy has been arrested. He's a penis collector. Now, listen to this.
What?
Been arrested for abusing his position as a hospital nurse to collect a large collection of human penises taken from the bodies of dead patients. 52 years old, worked as a registered nurse, arrested on charges of disturbing the deceased. And we have two stories like this, weirdo stories about dead people. In his apartment, the police found several glass jars full of penises preserved in formaldehyde.
How do you disturb the dead?
Well, that's a good question. No, that's a great question.
Yeah, I don't know if it's...
Disturb might not be the right word, but that's the word
desecrate
they use.
Desecrate.
Hospital spokesperson said, on behalf of all employees of the hospital, I have to say we are very unpleasantly surprised by an event that threw a shadow over this hospital. Our apologies to the families of the deceased. The guy is a family man with no previous criminal record, and they said they are still not sure why he has this morbid collection of penis. That is, I'm going to tell you something. A guy like that, for the rest of his life, avoid that guy. That guy can't be helped, I don't think.
You know, the people have, they collect trading cards, like baseball cards and stuff.
I'll give you a 40-year-old male penis for that 29-year-old male penis, and I'll throw in a couple of testicles. Now, here's in the same sort of weird category, you got a guy in Hamilton County, Ohio, Kenneth Douglas. He has admitted in court that he has had sex. Now he works in a funeral home. He's had sex with as many as 100 dead women. And here's his quote to the police. I would just get on top of them and pull my pants down.
Oh, man.
He worked the night shift at a morgue from 1976 to 92. Listen to this. This is so great. He said that he was drunk or on drugs or both when he did it. Mm. His wife testified in a deposition that when she would pick him up from work at the morgue, he reeked of sex. I'm not sure I understand how you reek of sex.
Well, that...
Okay.
The byproduct of sex.
Say no more. 60 years old, been convicted of gross abuse of a corpse on multiple counts. He also admitted having the sex with bodies that were being stored awaiting autopsies.
So they were cold.
What is wrong with
people?
He's looking at up to 3 years in prison. 3 years in prison. Really? How about a mental institution for the rest of his life? This guy doesn't go to prison. He goes to the nut house. It says, Bob, I can't explain all this, said the prosecutor. No kidding. Who could explain it? Wife said she called the morgue supervisor about her husband smelling like sex and alcohol after work. Hey, as Jerry Seinfeld would say, who are these people? Now, here's another guy. Get this. It seems to me, if you got a copy of the Guinness Book of World Records, look at how many people from India are in there. Longest nails. They like to do weird things. Here's a guy. He's still doing this, by the way. For 25 years, he has been walking backwards nude. 25 years. It started out, he decided he'd walk with no clothes on 300 miles from his hometown backwards. And it's like that Forrest Gump thing where he just starts running and keeps running. He said after he got 300 miles, he just kept walking backwards, naked. Hmm. He says he now says he cannot even make himself walk forward. This is, his mind is screwed up, and he's forgotten how to walk forward.
Oh.
Yeah.
He says, walking normally is a challenge. My mind has forgotten how to do it. I'm comfortable walking backwards like this. My life has been full of struggles, sacrifice, achievements, and protest.
And so running into things.
Yeah, so I have no issue continuing my backwards walk. How do you see where you're going? Like Dan said, how do you not just walk right smack dab into, like, concrete or brick buildings?
Must not be very many cornfields in India, if he's comfortable.
He says, you can see on an international scale, terrorism has increased. There are so many blasts, and the youth are misguided. To condemn such incidents, I've been walking backwards for 25 years. My agenda is world peace. Well, good luck.
Good luck. You know what? If anything will bring world peace, it's a naked guy walking backwards.
That's another good thing that there's not another guy walking around naked forwards, and they bump into each other.
Oh, but what if they're both gay? It's perfect.
Well, it could be perfect.
That would not. And here's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, a PETA employee wanted a personalized license plate declaring her love for tofu. Now, again, she's a PETA person. She doesn't eat meat. They turned down her license plate because they misinterpreted the message. Whitney Calk. I just had a great joke. I better not do it. About her being suckered into something.
Yeah.
Miss Calk. Miss Calk was suckered into. Here was the license plate she wanted. ILVTOFU. In other words, I love LV2FU. It was I love tofu.
Oh. Could be confusing.
They turned her down because they said it was vulgar. See, everybody wants to make something dirty out of something.
Oh, yeah.
I love tofu, and they thought it was I love to whatever else. Ladies, get in here, please.
I guess I love bean curd.
That's nice.
Paste. Patties is too long of a license
that
plate.
They didn't have enough letters for that. So, guy gets home from a business trip a day early. It's midnight. He was supposed to come in about midnight the next night, but he's 24 hours early. He's taking a cab home, and on the way, he asks the cab driver, he said, hey, would you help me out with something? The cab driver says, what's that? He said, I think my wife is having an affair, and she doesn't know I'm coming in. It's midnight. She thinks I'm coming in tomorrow night, and I want to catch her in the act. I'll give you $100 if you'll go in with me as a witness, because I guarantee you she's got some guy in our bed. The cab driver says, $100? Sure. So they get to a house. The husband and the cab driver tiptoe in the bedroom. The husband switches on the lights and yanks the covers and the blanket off the bed, and there in bed is his wife completely nude and another guy completely nude. They're both nude. The husband reaches over, gets a gun he keeps in the bedroom, and puts it to the naked man's head. And the wife screams, please, don't do it. Don't do it. He says, why shouldn't I do it? She says, I lied to you when I told you I inherited money. It was a lie. This guy in bed right here, he's the one who paid for the Porsche that I gave you. He paid for our cabin cruiser. He paid for your season tickets to the Miami Heat games. He paid for our house at the lake. He paid for your African safari. And the 4x4 you love, he paid for our country club membership. He even pays the monthly dues. And the husband's shaking his head, and he lowers the gun. He looks at the cab driver, and he goes, man, what would you do? And the cab driver says, I'd cover him up so he doesn't catch cold.
Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
They're still working with this accident at Telegraph at Jeffco in Arnold. They had the northbound lane shut down at last check. They're also working with a crash. It's got the center lane blocked on northbound 270 just before Ladue. Now, eastbound 270 stacking up near Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Northbound 170 is heavy between 70 and 270. Southbound 170 are stacking up at Del Mar down through Highway 40. Baseball traffic coming in. You've got eastbound 40 slowing Timberlake Manor through Mason. Again, from Lindbergh in through Big Bend, and then westbound 40, you're slow around Grand through Vandeveer, your stop and go Kings Highway through McCausland, Lindbergh out through Mason, and then a little slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, some slow pockets between Page down through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by DeVry University. DeVry provides the education and support you need to pursue the career you want. Plus, $75 million in scholarships and grants available this school year to those who qualify. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Two green seats for a St. Louis Cardinals game in Section 7, Row C, right in front of the visitors on deck circle, and includes parking.
This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game valued at $216. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease on the Nestle Purina Radiothon all day Thursday, August 21st on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning! If you haven't purchased new granite countertops yet, then you have only until August 24th to take advantage of the best offer in the history of Granite Busters. It's the final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, you'll get all five of these items absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away. Free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras completely free with the purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. This offer is done August 24th. And if you haven't made your purchase by then, you'll miss out. The final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ad at time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/24.
Hi folks, this is John Shane, Mr. Fixit. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-7955. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-7955. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-7955. That's 1-800-616-7955.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653. Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Hi, it's John Carney, and if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+, because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. to get straight A's in school. You don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as the number 12 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding in Ellisville, Missouri and Caseyville, Illinois. They will do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
Cargo here from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to the phone and talk with Gus and Glenn Carbon. Hi, Gus.
Hi, car gal. I'm looking for a little help.
What's going on?
Well, my whole family's really into instant gratification. When they want something, they want it now.
Don't tell me. They want a new car.
Right now.
Gus, you are so in luck, because right now Meyer Honda has a huge inventory of Accords, Civics, and CRVs on the lot and ready to drive away. And even more on the way.
I think you got my family's attention.
And they're dealing on every one of them.
Now you got my attention. Instant gratification, here we come. Thanks, car gal.
Glad I could help. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. On the lot and ready to roll. Meyer Honda is also the only Honda dealer in St. Louis offering a free 100,000-mile limited nationwide warranty on any new vehicle purchased. Stop by today for a test drive. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Surround yourself with incredible art at the 21st Annual St. Louis Art Fair, beginning Friday, September 5th through Sunday, September 7th in downtown Clayton at the biggest and best gathering of art and artists in the area. Meet 180 artists and shop their booths filled with virtually every medium, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS and Apple Vacations booth and register to win a four-night trip for two to Rio Negro in Jamaica, including round-trip airfare and all food and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at KTRS.com.
Southern California, I'm going to share something with you, and you're going to jump on him in case he was going to do it, but I doubt that he was. I forgot to mention the National Suicide Prevention Hotline had a record number of calls the Monday that Robin Williams committed suicide. Broke all previous records for people calling the hotline. We're going to Southern California, where Dan tells me somebody may have had a little too much wine today. So it'll either be a really good report or a really bad report. There's a mark, and if he goes over it, that point, sometimes, but if he just goes up to it, sometimes it's pretty good. His name is Mike Evans. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I have reservations one night next week to have dinner with a couple of couples, and I'm really looking forward to it. Again, they're both in Chesterfield Valley, closed on Monday, except for certain holidays when they make an exception. Annie Gunn's and Smokehouse Market present the one, the only, the probably intoxicated Mike Evans. Yep, slurping away. And what are we enjoying today?
I don't know. Don't
it doesn't know. Matter.
Doesn't matter.
Just mull a wine.
We've decided you're always ragging on us because we don't bring you into town for an appearance. We had a meeting. We're bringing you in. We're going to have you make an appearance in Ferguson. And meet people, and we're going to do it at night.
Yeah, I don't think there's any need
for
that.
We're going to do it at night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Midnight, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it really is the news of the whole country.
Oh, my goodness. It's the biggest story in the whole country.
It's the biggest story in the whole country. And
here's the only, I think, thing that all these media people are doing right. They're not saying St. Louis, thank goodness, because if they did that, and it is a suburb of St. Louis, but thank goodness they're saying Ferguson, because I think people around the country who don't know St. Louis may think, well, Ferguson, that's just some little town in Missouri, Ferguson, Missouri, that's kind of close to St. Louis. So hallelujah, because if they decided to go, well, and in St. Louis, my goodness, can you imagine what that would do to tourism and baseball
terrible.
And the arch? And
Do you want my 2 cents on this whole thing?
I think you
I
speak.
Don't know.
Yes,
after
no,
the
no,
bottle
no,
line.
No, 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 but we make it clear, Mike Evans speaks for Mike Evans, not the station. Go ahead.
I mean, I think Michael Brown being killed is absolutely horrible. I can't imagine his parents and the family. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's horrible. On the other hand, you know, when the police tell you to do something, and especially after you just allegedly robbed a store, and now they say there was drugs in his system, you got to do what the police say. I don't care if they say lay down in the mud. Those sons of bitches got guns.
Okay,
you can't challenge him.
But,
and if you challenged him, man, I mean, only bad things can happen.
But,
and it's a bad, bad situation, no matter how you look at it.
But we and other people have said that for years. If you just comply, so much can be avoided.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I saw a terrific YouTube video of a young black man, and he said, I have been profiled. I have been stopped in my life. He said, I have never, ever had an incident or a bad situation because I answer the questions. I'm on my way, and that's the end of it. And I don't run from the police. I don't step on the gas when he goes back to his car. I don't mouth off. I don't struggle. And I've never had a really bad encounter.
Exactly. I mean, the policeman, I don't care if you're white or black or what you are, well, police, you got to do what the police have said, even if they are jerks and they're wrong and they're out of line, they're police. They got guns, and they got the authority, whether you like it or not. So you got to bend over backwards not to upset them, because, like I said, they got guns.
I've been stopped.
And what about these clowns that are rioting? What good does it do to go into your own neighborhood where your family and your loved ones and your relatives live and set fire to their property?
But there's no proof that those people are from Ferguson.
Yeah,
there are a lot of reports, people coming from out of state.
They were probably brought in by that idiot Reverend Sharpton. Don't get me started on him and Jesse Jackson.
No,
they ought to be in jail for exciting a riot. They ought to be straight in jail.
We know for a fact some of these people are from New York, some from Chicago. They have come in from out of town, but initially, it was fired up by people that were local. But again, you're right. They're doing nothing and accomplishing nothing. And here's what they are going to accomplish, whether they realize it or not. You are hurting, you are crippling your neighbors in Ferguson, because good luck selling a home in Ferguson after all this. Okay?
Yeah, good luck finding a store in your neighborhood you can go shop at.
Yeah, they don't really think beyond themselves. They don't think what they're doing to people who do not deserve to have it done to them.
Okay, I will move on
to
a little fun and games. In the Department Store of Human Affairs, I deal with the toy department. I heard that thing about more people contacting suicide prevention.
That was a record day Monday, a week ago today.
You knew this. Frank knows this because Frank would never admit it. But we're actually friends.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He's drinking.
But both my mom and dad committed suicide.
Right. Not together, but
no,
separately.
Different times,
right.
Yeah. Pop quiz question, Robin Williams, there you go, was the last person to talk to this famous person before he died. Was it Philip Seymour Hoffman, Heath Ledger, John Belushi, John Candy? Answer in a minute. More Robin with the announcement that Robin Williams biopic is going to be made. My question, who the hell is going to play Robin Williams? That's going to be a tough part to play.
Well, we've seen James Brown depicted perfectly. We've seen Ray Charles. Somebody could pull it off.
You're probably right. A couple of nuggets on Robin, also a class cyclist, often trained with Lance Armstrong, one of his best friends. And instant pop quiz question, did you know Robin spoke fluent? Want to take a guess what language?
Oh, French?
You're right, French.
Way to go, Dan.
Dan, you all over that. Taking care of your being. Love nugget. So Chris Martin left Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
who was a teetotaling, in bed by 10 p.m., book-writing, non-smoking vegetarian. Now Chris is dating hard party and smokestack party wild girl Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. Way to go. Turn for the better.
In January, we heard Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux were getting married. That was, well, the date was August 16th. That was Saturday. They never got married, so.
What is going on with that? That is
It's the third date that they have set, and then they just let it go by.
And this is her, what, engagement? Fifth?
Yeah,
fourth?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Odds and ends here in Los Angeles, a new service, Speed Weed. It's like Pizza Hut, home delivery, but they don't deliver pizza. They deliver marijuana, and a lot of stars use speed weed.
Well, there's a surprise.
Yeah. Lady Gaga.
No.
In Japan, everywhere she goes, braless, wearing see-through blouses. Creating a lot of paparazzi buzz, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Justin Bieber posting all kinds of jokes about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian? And let me tell you, Kanye West, not happy about him, doesn't find him funny, already saying if he sees Justin Bieber, he's going to tune him up. Tune him up.
Yeah.
I imagine that means
that wouldn't be hard to do.
Yeah. Justin and Selena Gomez secretly attended Bible study 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
Beautiful.
What's up with that? Also, what's up with Mila Kunis? Smokes a cigar every day. She's 8 months pregnant. Odd. Bill and Hillary were in the Hamptons this weekend. Hillary insists Bill not wear shorts outside in public, she says, because of his skinny, lily-white, pasty legs.
Yeah, like she looks so good and so perfect.
What's wrong with your voice?
You know what it is.
I know exactly what
you're jealous
it is,
because
Billy Bob
Thornton. You are jealous. You are jealous because mine's better than yours.
Mine is better than yours.
No, it's not.
I will not be told that I'm
worse
than you.
We are not going to continue this.
When you are pitiful and
that's
sad.
Worst. That's horrible.
That is not horrible. That is good.
Wrap it up.
All right, both of you.
Anyway.
Wrap it up.
Anyway.
No, wrap it up.
Expendables 3, huge bomb, hideous movie. Best movie currently playing, go see it, 100 Foot Journey.
100
Foot Journey, 4 stars. And finally.
Okay, here we go. This is a good question. I like this question.
Robin Williams, the last person to talk to this famous person before he died. Is it Philip Seymour Hoffman, Heath Ledger, John Belushi, John Candy? Come on now.
Oh, man, I want to go with Belushi. I want to say Philip Seymour Hoffman.
John Belushi.
I will also go Hoffman.
Robin was the last person to visit John Belushi at the Chateau Miramount Bungalow 203 the night that he died. He was the last one to leave the party. John died a few hours later. Have a great day. I'm Mike Evans. We're live.
Peon, you're the winner.
Yeah.
Congratulations. AT&T U-verse, want you to know that the SEC Network is on the air. Went on the air 4 days ago. If you're not getting it, maybe you're not getting it because you don't have AT&T U-verse. You can easily access the SEC Network pretty much anywhere with the UVerse app. So you're not going to miss any of the, and get this, 1,000 live college sporting events. And that includes 45 football games this season. You can enjoy interactive SEC Network, the interactive channel. You can get access to game schedules, polling, SEC storied and SEC trivia, stories and trivia. I don't know where else you can get that. And if you call them now, ask about getting the same great price for 2 years, and you can do that at 877-ONLY-ATT. You can also visit an AT&T store, or there's a website you can go to, and you can find that at frankopinion.com under sponsors. Again, the SEC Network is on the air. You want to see it? You want it? Then you need AT&T U-verse.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T U-verse services. Call or go to att.com/U-verse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC Network. Requires qualified device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi or data connection. Data charges may apply.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Northbound 170 before Highway 70, a stall has 2 left lanes blocked. You're backed up behind that. On eastbound 270, things are slow now. Midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 170 slows Delmar through Highway 40. The baseball traffic is Timberlake Manor through Mason on eastbound 40. Then again from Clayton Warson to Big Bend. And westbound 40, getting a little better. You're slow Hampton through McCausland and a little slow spot out towards the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by DeVry University. They provide the education and support you need to pursue the career you want, plus $75 million in scholarships and grants available this school year to those who qualify. Visit DeVry.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Thursday, August 21st at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Sacramento Rivercats on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Today, we're mild-mannered citizens. We go to school, we learn hard, we play hard. And Mom and Dad, well, they do their thing. But on game day, something happens. We all get supercharged. When Robert Quinn turns into the sack machine, Laurinaitis is a gladiator, Greg the Leg goes boom! It's like we're all superhuman. We defend our turf, we unite on game day.
Rams 4-game sack packs start at $256. Call 314-RAMS-TIX.
We hope you enjoyed this departure for a brief period anyway from, you know, what's going on in Ferguson. We'll come back and try to do it again tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
The crisis in Ferguson has been difficult for police officers and their families. Tonight, the wife of a local police officer speaks out about the crisis. Autopsy results from a renowned pathologist, how they may conflict with the St. Louis County coroner. Another night of unrest in Ferguson when violence broke out even before the midnight curfew. Police say Molotov cocktails were thrown at them, but protesters are telling a different story.
And first on Fox, National Guard troops arrive in Ferguson after Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signed an executive order today.
And you're looking at live pictures there from Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox of the protesters getting underway at this hour. Also, Michael Brown's attorneys speak out as they release private autopsy results today.
Good evening. I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm Tom O'Neill.
There are conflicting reports today from respected professionals about Michael